All right, so you want to make up with your girl, you know what I mean? You're having a not so smooth patch with her. Things are not so great and everything like this. What do you do? Okay. I mean, there's a bunch of guys who will tell you, "Oh, well, just go out there and enjoy yourself and all this other types of stuff," and she'll just come crawling back. Well, yeah, that's true in one sense, okay? Because first of all, women want to deal with somebody who is like more powerful than them. You see what I'm saying? Because most women in general are not alphas. You see what I mean? They're not the controllers of their environment. They have maybe a pivotal role in the control, or they might have backroom control. Oh, well, she's the president's wife or something like this, so she has control, right? You know what I mean? She suggests certain things to him, does this and does that, but on a mainstream level, she doesn't have that kind of control, okay? Now, I want you to imagine this, right? I want you to imagine this. You go into a context, okay? Say there's a girl. And then this girl has beliefs, cultures, subcultures. Who is she? Who am I? Type of thing going on in her mind, right? Okay. And so she goes and she's going through the world. And so she has how many contexts that she goes to? She goes to school, she goes to work, and she hangs out with her friends. Okay. She goes to work. The leader is the boss. Second in command is this person right here. The social leader is this person right here, right? Okay, when she's at school and she's, whatever, there might be a bunch of people that she interacts, with, but then there tends to be certain ideas that are a little bit more in her face than, some ideas somewhere else. Say there's 16 cultures or subcultures or whatever at a school, okay? Basically, right? And each one of these subcultures is represented by a color, okay? And her color is different than everyone else's color. And it's the color that she's going to see the world through, okay? And so, therefore, and that's what she is, right? So you turn around and obviously she has sort of beliefs and things like that, you know what I mean? And on top of that, okay, you go into the world and she, and so really, if you look at it every single day, she sees a lot of stuff. She hears a lot of stuff, but she maybe influences or says like maybe 1,000 words, 2,000-3,000 words a day. That's really not a lot, right? Doesn't mean the person's not powerful. It just means that they see 3,000 words. Okay. So anyway, they go into and so that's their world. Okay, that's the world that that's comprised of for them. Okay. Now, in say her subculture, things are gonna change, and they're always gonna be changing. Okay, there's gonna be power struggles. There's gonna be rights and wrongs. There's gonna be, one person goes up against this person and has an argument with this person, in-house fighting type thing. You know what I mean? Knock on wood, this happens. You know what I mean? So, say I'm part of her subculture, her subgroup. Okay. I basically I remember, I don't know how long ago, it was like earlier this week, right? Okay, I met this girl. She was pretty hot looking. She's pretty hot. Okay, and I said to her, "Yo, what?" I said, "You look like Britney Spears," right? And it wasn't meant as an insult or anything like that. I don't know what culture she comes from, but in most cultures in America, people hate Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, Lindsay Lohan, or any one of those girls. They just literally like hate these girls. Okay? Girls have never done anything wrong a day in their life except for be too famous and too rich. Okay, and so they're hated by most women in society. Most guys don't have an opinion. Okay, so what happens is this, right? I say this to this girl, and she's like, "Oh my God, how dare you like call me back? Call me her." I thought she would be more open-minded than that. I thought of all the people in the world, this girl right here should be more open-minded than that, right? And I'm like, "Are you serious right now?" You know what I'm saying? This girl has never done anything to you. Okay. You know what I'm saying? All she's ever done was work a lot, have some kids, you know what I mean? And have everything that she's ever done twisted in society into something bad, you know what I'm saying? Instead of something good. Okay? Somebody could say right now that, I'm making encoded terrorist messages or something like that. No, I'm recording a freaking audio. You see what I'm saying? But no, it's more profitable if I say this. So I'll just go ahead and say this and show them why and say a source said it. You know what I mean? So people are sitting here and then people like you, like her over there, that was girl I was talking to is like, oh my God, like I can't stand like Britney like Spears and those other types of stuff, right? So I turn around and I'm like, look, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a stupid person, you know what I'm saying, who goes around judging people. They don't even know them. Okay? Now for me, this is in-house fighting. Okay, we are part of a culture. Okay, it's me versus her in a sense, right? And we're both fighting for the title, okay, for the position of automatic approval or whatever, right? Okay, so what's happening is this, okay. I'm setting my feet in the ground on a certain situation, a certain position, a certain predicament, right? And then I'm just, but then see, what I want to have is empathy. What I want to have is I want to be as empathetic as possible to her side of the situation, because I really don't want this to be, some all out thing. I just want this to be something smooth that I can get into. I can slip into my seat of power and authority, as simply and as easily as possible. Okay, so I've got to have deep empathy, which means on some level, I've got to understand what's up, which means on some level, I've got to be doing the right thing. You know what I'm saying? I have to be doing something for them, you know what I'm saying? Or relating to them on some level, you know what I mean? I have to care about these people. I have to have, like, a deep connection with these people so I can connect with them. Okay, now I can say like this to her, okay, I know that it's pretty tough being associated with Britney Spears, because every single day, you gotta watch her get trashed to pieces every single day, and there's nothing that you can do about it, and all this other types of stuff. You know what I mean? But think about how strong of a person she is and how much more you would have if you were a little bit more like her and less like yourself. You see what I'm saying? Or if the average person, I might not want to put her on the spot like that, but I might say the average person was a little bit more like Britney Spears and less like themselves, right? Okay, how much they would accomplish, how many days does she work out in the gym, dancing around, doing routines, practicing singing. You think this girl is just like, you know what I'm saying, sitting around the house with a freaking, scrunchie around her hair, watching more Povich, doing her nails or something. That's not the case, okay? They try to make it look like that, but it's not the case. She's on stage, she's doing like 10,000 dance moves every time she gets on stage for 100 cities in 100 days, like insane amounts of work, signings, book signings, the whole nine yards, right? So anyway, these are all this I'm having empathy with Britney Spears because I can see what she's going through, okay? And most people can understand, what it's like to, or what it would be like, or how intensive all these book signings would be, all this, traveling would be, doing, 10,000 dance moves while still singing at the same time on stage would be, and all this other types of stuff. So they're like, wow, he paints a heck of a picture. This picture might not be in their subculture reach because all they see is Britney Spears, pushing a stroller or something like this. You see what I'm saying? But now I'm giving her this other piece. Okay, now she feels guilty for even assuming that, I would even be like this. You see what I'm saying? Which they should. You see what I mean? They should feel very guilty. And I'm doing a product on that pretty soon. That'll make people feel guilty for being idiots. Okay? So, instead of, so anyway, I turn around and I see a girl and there's awesome Britney Spears and all this other types of stuff, right? Next time she gets in a situation where she feels like she's not being appreciated by the people that are in her, that's in her circle, okay? And I defended Britney Spears vehemently, okay? You know who she's gonna go to for advice? You know who she's gonna go to for to cry on their shoulder or to be able to talk to and be friends with and all this other types of stuff. They're gonna go to my shoulder. You see what I'm saying? Okay, so if I want this girl and to win this girl over, you know what I'm saying? I better defend what I like. Okay, I don't wanna be one of those people that's like, oh, and that's one of the reasons that, okay, see, basically, anyone who can be respected for their opinion in any situ in any one of the contexts that they frequent on a daily basis, okay, and it's pretty much automatic, okay, that person is going to be seen as the alpha, the important person, the alpha dog, this, the that, and whatever, right? Okay, whenever I can walk up to the person and say, come on, seriously, you do this, you do this, you do this, and you get this, and then you do this, and then you don't get this, you know what I'm saying? Well, go ahead, man, you know what I'm saying? Ignore the truth, you know what I mean? Just fold your arms, act like nothing exists, you know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to hate on on anybody, and frankly, I want to make it as smoothly as possible, the transition from them to. And I could use compliments. I can use propulsion systems. I mean, I could use framing. You know what I mean? I can use, freaking foot in the door techniques and emotional roller coaster philosophies, and just having a ridiculous amount of inner game. And know how to, shift myself from when things are tough to make things a little smoother. I can maybe throw in a couple Ericksonian language patterns and things like this to get my point across, But at the end of the day, what you want to be is you want to be the person that gets their opinions respected, because that means that you have a huge influence on the context. And let me tell you something, okay? So say there's an organization or whatever you want to call it, right? It doesn't seem like anyone can break. Okay, most other organizations, a bunch of people, whatever, you can put holes through them, you can make them look like idiots really easily, you know what I mean? You can, point out a couple things and this and that, you know what I mean? But the ones that are going to be harder to penetrate are the ones that have so much truth that it's like, wow, this is so honest, it's just so real, you know what I mean? And that's what I want to be. That's why I, am working so hard. I mean, I'm not, I don't work. I'm not working until I'm marketing and selling this product. But right now, I'm just having fun. That's why I'm having so much fun right now recording, because I have to, have like a few hundred hours, okay, of these different concepts that you can absorb them, that you can take them in, that you can immerse yourself in the discoveries of psychology, okay, so that you can have the advantage and the edge when you're going out there meeting women, talking to people, etc. So, it's all very powerful. And so I definitely encourage you to look at that. What do you get out of that? Okay, is that we're all influenced by everyone else. Okay, and let me tell you something. Okay, if imagine like a video game, right? And I am very, very strong. And then there's another group way on the other side of the world, and they're very, very, very strong, right? Okay, and my philosophy literally puts holes through every other philosophy out there, okay, except for this guy on this side over here, way over there. And so now I know who my new friends are. You see what I mean? Because I want friends who challenge me. I want friends who I can actually learn something from, they discover something new from. Okay. And they want friends that they can discover something new from. Okay. So that's why it pays to play at such a high level, because, I mean, frankly, most people can be persuaded with a couple compliments, and it's not be like, oh, well, I'm trying to, do something evil and wrong or this or that, you know what I'm saying, by persuading somebody with a couple compliments. But I mean, look, if that's what they need, you know what I'm saying, for them not to make a stupid decision like hate a girl just because she got so stressed out one day that she cut her hair bald or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, you know what I'm saying, for you not to hate her and for you to like her again, you know what I'm saying? And all it takes is a compliment. And yeah, I think I'll compliment you. You know what I'm saying? Sure. I might even want to, know the art of complimenting people in great detail so that I can be able to do it with the most integrity and give you the type of compliment that makes you look best to you and your friends so that you can be the leader in your subculture, subgroup, etc.